Coming up, I'll tell you about another problem getting my psoriatic arthritis medicine. Do you have a couple G's laying around you could send my way? Stick with me.
From Studio B in Swarthmore, this is the I Can't See You podcast with David. It's like blind people for dummies.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of I Can't See You, your window into a world where blindness doesn't dictate ability. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I really do appreciate you joining me for today's episode, and welcome inside Studio B. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you're saying, wow, he looks fancy. He looks fancy. Why do you look so fancy? I'm going to tell you. I went to a funeral today for a man named Stan Ingram, and he was in the Business Enterprise program, and so I went to his funeral, but here's why I'm not wearing a tie, and it ties in, no pun intended, to today's episode. Liz and Jane had gone out, and I started to put on my dress shirt, and then I was going to put the tie on, but the way my hands have been working lately, I couldn't button the buttons. I couldn't do it. So I put this turtleneck on. I like the look, but I was a little embarrassed that I didn't have a shirt and tie on as opposed to just a suit with a turtleneck on. So if you're listening to the podcast, I've got a gray suit with a black turtleneck and black shoes. Even if you're watching on YouTube, you can't see my shoes or my pants for that matter. But it is a suit. And so I thought of that while I was at the funeral. Now, talking about the BEP, so Stan died about a week ago. And as I think I've told you in the past, there's around 20 folks, or there were around 20 folks in the Business Enterprise program in Pennsylvania. So now that means 19. These locations, when you have a BEP, whether it's a blind bodega or the vending or whatever it might be, cannot be passed down. You don't own them. So I don't know how long his partner has. And when I say partner, both business and the partner in life, I don't know how long she has before it has to go up for bid and somebody else take the place over. He had a very good location in Southwest Philadelphia, very big post office facility. So I'm not quite sure how that's all going to work out because, again, there's no one new in that program. So I will let you know as I find out what goes on with Stan's location because I'm interested to see how long it takes. Somebody else who's already in the program may get the location, but then that's going to leave a gap somewhere else unless they continue to operate their current one and also pick up this other location. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I have one more death before I get into the psoriatic arthritis medicine. My friend Ken, he is a very good friend, longtime friend. I went to high school with him. His father passed away a couple of days ago. And Ken, I know you do watch on occasion. So if you do, again, my deepest sympathies to you and your mom and your sister. And while it is never great to lose a parent, to think back when we were kids and our parents were older and my mom and Ken's dad were roughly the same age, only by a few months difference. To think that we would have our parents into our 60s, I never would have believed you. And Ken was fortunate to get there that long with his father. I know it's hard now, but as when my mom passed away 5 years ago, she was in immense pain and she's not suffering anymore. Just like Ken's father is not suffering anymore. So Ken, again, I'm sorry for your loss. Now, the psoriatic arthritis medicine. Like I said, couldn't button my shirt today. Couldn't do it. A lot of things I can't do. Sometimes I hold things, I drop them. I was watching something on YouTube today and Jane was watching. She's home from New York for Easter. And it was this little teeny tiny camera. She's like, Dad, you couldn't even hold on to that. It was like the size of my thumb. And I couldn't hold on to it because I have very limited feeling and my hands just don't work great. And as I've mentioned previously, to walk around and do the sweeping with my cane, it just hurts to do it. Starting around 3 weeks ago, I got a text message from my specialty pharmacy. You can't just go to CVS and get this medicine, as I'm pretty sure as I told you in the past. And so they said, your prescription is ready to renew. I had signed up last month to be on their subscription plan. And when I did it, I thought, am I making a mistake? And sure enough, whether that had something to do with it or not, they said that they would send me the medicine when it was time. I got the text message saying it was going to come. And then the day before I was supposed to receive it, I got a call saying that they were looking for payment for the medicine. Since I started this medicine, I've been paying $5. My insurance has covered it, and the manufacturer has covered it. I didn't know what the breakdown was until this time, that my insurance company was paying $4,900, and the manufacturer was covering, or supposed to cover, $2,100, roughly. It was just over or just short of $2,100. Might have been $2,093, something like that. It's called $2,100, round it up or down. And I said, wow, it's that much. And they said, yep, it's that much. I need your credit card to process. And I said to the guy, I said, I can't pay that. I said, I can't pay $2,000 for a medicine that's not going to save my life. Is it going to make my life a lot better? Of course. Maybe not a lot better, but I know it's better. And here's how I know. I was due to take this medicine this past Sunday. So that is the 13th of April. And I could tell that last week before I take the medicine, I can feel the aches are more, the pain is more, it's harder to move my fingers. Some days I wake up, my friend Brian and I were talking a week or two ago. He said, yeah, those people drink their tea with their with their pinky outstretched. I said, I drink my tea like that a lot because I can't bend my finger. It is just a painful and frustrating thing for me to deal with. And like I said, I don't know now what I'm going to do moving forward. I talked to the insurance company and the specialty pharmacy asking, what else could I get? And we went through the list of injectables and they said, oh, you can't get this one. Oh, you can't get that one. Oh, here's one you could get. And I said, oh, great. How much is it? And they said, $4,000. I said, oh, that's terrific. How much does insurance cover? They said, that's after insurance coverage. I said, how much is it total? And they said, $10,000. I said, if I'm not going to pay $2,000 for the medicine, why would I spend $4,000 on this other medicine? And the one thing that I always fear when I start a new medicine, what side effects am I going to have? What's it going to do? A lot of these have cancer issues down the line after taking them. And so I'm always concerned when I have to switch medicines. And it's happened quite often with the psoriatic arthritis medicine. I start one, it works for a while, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work. I was on oral medicine called Otezla, and it did great for a number of years. Then all of a sudden it stopped working. Now, I didn't think Taltz was great. But as I mentioned earlier, I knew that it was doing something because A, the doctor told me it was, and B, during the last week, I could feel the difference. I could feel my hands hurting more. I could feel my feet hurting more, my back and whatnot, my neck, all those places. So I know that it worked at least a little bit. It wasn't a silver bullet. It wasn't like, hey, I feel great. That was never the case. Side effects, I don't know that I had any side effects from it, which is, that part is good. And I'll take anything that even just takes the edge off, where I can sit for a minute and I could feel good and not have anything hurt me. Because that's the biggest thing. And I might have mentioned last week or last episode or a couple of episodes ago, one thing with not being able to see, I can sit on the couch and listen to a game or listen to music or whatever. When things are bad with the psoriatic arthritis, I can't do anything and be comfortable. It just hurts. I'm uncomfortable, whatever. And that is the bad part about psoriatic arthritis and I'm guessing arthritis in general. I don't know that I have regular arthritis, meaning rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis. I don't know that I have any of those. Whatever I got, it just hurts all the time. And so we'll see what happens. I spoke to my rheumatologist a couple days ago. He told me to call the insurance company back and talk to them about other oral medications. And he gave me the name of a couple and see what they would cost me. And again, I'll do that on Monday. And because now it's Saturday, did you notice? I'll get into that in a minute. If you're listening, you didn't notice because it's a visual thing, but I'll talk about that at the end. So I'll call and find out, and hopefully I'll be able to get one of those two that he suggested. And I'm not looking, I don't care if it's not $5 like I was paying for Taltz for the times that I took it, but I'm hoping that it's like a normal medicine, $20 copay, whatever, $40 copay, something in that ballpark I'm happy with. But I certainly can't spend $2,000 for a medicine that is not making me exponentially better. It just doesn't do it. It's not, to me, that's not worth $2,000 a month to do. And that's, I mean, if it made me feel great, I think, oh yeah, 2000, that's all it cost me to feel this way. Great, here you go. But it's not. It wasn't like that. So I'm moving on. So thank you, Eli Lilly. You're not giving me any more. And I guess you're losing out. I was thinking about it before I pressed record. I guess you're losing out the $4,900 that you were getting from my insurance company wasn't enough. And I guess they have some sort of formula where it breaks out, hey, here's where it's worth it, here's where it's not. And I've been on the medicine, I guess, for 2 years. So my insurance company has paid, let's call it $5,000 a month for 2 years. And they've paid the other, they've covered the rest of it other than my $5. So I guess the break even is they're not interested anymore. But whatever, it's you know, it doesn't matter. I'll find something else. Or if I can't find something else, I'll find some sort of alternative method. And we'll see what happens with that. Now, before I go, I wanted to mention White Canes Connect. A couple of things for White Canes Connect. Before I get into the episodes that I want to tell you about, White Canes Connect has been in the top 100 blind and visually impaired podcasts for probably 3 or 4 months now. And I will put a link down below. Is it an extensive, all-encompassing look at every blind and visually impaired podcast? I don't know. Probably not. That Real Blind Tech Show isn't in there, and I absolutely love that. And as I've mentioned before, it's even exponentially better when I'm not on it. When I'm on it, it's still pretty good, but it's better when I'm not. At least I enjoy them more when I'm not on it. Maybe because I'm only listening to it once, and when I'm on it, I hear it as it's happening, and then I listen again. So I kind of already know the different things that are going on. But that's not on there. Blind Abilities isn't on there. Double Tap is not on there. All ones that shows that I listen to from time to time. The other thing I wanted to mention about White Canes Connect, as I drop this episode, I'm getting ready to drop episode 132 of White Canes Connect. Michelle McManus and I talked to Sean Welker from Visualize Access, and they are a visual interpretation service. It's different from using AI because it's real time. If I'm in the supermarket and I'm looking for the jumbo sunflower seeds, and there's a story behind that, and I'm looking for the jumbo sunflower seeds, I could take a picture using AI and see if it's in that area. When I take that picture of the shelves in the supermarket, I can then ask, do you see jumbo sunflower seeds there? But if I've got a real-time visual interpreter on the line and they're looking through my Meta Ray-Bans, yes, I got those. I'll tell you about that in a sec. He can tell me, okay, move your right hand out and it's up or down or wherever the case may be. Whereas with using AI, I'm snapping a picture and finding out, okay, it's 3 from the left on the top. Well, I don't know if how high up it is and so forth. So having real-time feedback is outstanding. Now, I use the supermarket as a thing. Be My Eyes has a component that has volunteers that do that. And they're great for that. If you can get somebody on the line, it's great. It's nothing you need somebody licensed or bonded or any of that. But when you're looking over bank records and things like that, you're not necessarily wanting to use AI because that picture you take of that bank statement is going somewhere and being stored somewhere, which means that somebody can get to it. IRA has bonded agents, but IRA is an expensive proposition for most people. Visualize Access is a service that is not as expensive and has a very interesting component. So you'll have to listen to the episode to hear what that interesting component is, where you can earn points when you shop. And that helps whether it's you who are using the service, or you can donate those points to someone else. If you're sighted and you want to say, hey, my friend Joe is blind, can I donate to his account? So again, episode 132 of White Canes Connect. Check that out. It's going to drop around the same time as this episode. Now, did you notice a difference? If you're listening, you probably didn't. But if you're watching on YouTube, you noticed that I'm still wearing a jacket, but I only have a t-shirt on now. Did I get warm in the middle of the episode? No. While I was recording, sleep came on and my screensaver kicked in. It stopped the recording, so I didn't know that because I can't see my screen while I'm standing here trying to find where the camera is in front of me. So I didn't know. I only knew when I started to edit last night, Friday, when I recorded most of the episode. So if you notice the difference from the t-shirt to the turtleneck, let me know down in the comments. If you didn't notice, okay, I get it. And if you're listening on the podcast, I should tell you this as well. We started doing a weekly video called Federation Focus over on the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania's YouTube channel. And what it talks about each week is meetings that are upcoming that week for the different chapters and divisions, any fundraisers that are going on within the affiliate or, again, within the chapters or divisions. And I recorded that last week. I went to upload it. I recorded it on Monday. And when I went to upload it, I got to the end and I'm like, wait a minute, where's the rest of it? It also stopped recording. I had changed my clothes and whatnot, because I recorded it early in the morning on Monday morning, and now I had taken a shower, I put on different clothes. So if you go back and watch that, I have two different shirts on. They're very similar though, just one is bluish and one is brownish. I don't know what the story for that is, and I'm hoping that this episode is recording fine. Now, I mentioned fundraisers. The Keystone Chapter is doing a fundraiser at Landmark Americana at 3333 Market Street coming up on the 29th of April. That's a couple of weeks from now, or a week from now, I guess. A little over a week. And it's from open to close. You need a physical flyer. You can't show the flyer on your phone. You need to have the paper flyer. I'll have a link to the flyer in the description and show notes, but you've got to print that out and take it with you. The cool thing is the Keystone Chapter gets 25% of all regularly priced items on your check. So if you have a couple of margaritas and a hamburger and an appetizer, and I'm telling you that we go to Landmark Americana after every Keystone Chapter meeting, and when the server is reading us the menu, I always think, oh yeah, I'm going to have that. And then they get to the next thing. Oh, no, I'm going to have that. And then they get to the next thing. I say, oh, that sounds even better. And so everything they have is so good. I had lobster mac and cheese and I think it was called Southwest Burger the last time I was there, and it was delicious. That's what I'm going to be getting on the 29th of April. I'm going for lunch because I have a meeting at dinner time that night. So I'm going for lunch, going to meet a few friends there. Liz, unfortunately, won't be able to go because she'll be at school teaching those little monsters. But I will put a link. I would appreciate any help that you can do with that. If you print the flyer and bring a couple of friends, the food is really good. The drinks, I'm not sure of. I only get iced tea, of course. But it counts for adult beverages, regular beverages, and food that are all regularly priced. And again, 25% gets donated to the Keystone chapter. So I'm hoping we do really well on that day. We all have plans on going out. Like I said, I'm going around lunchtime. A lot of folks are going around dinner. And hopefully they're going to bring some friends. If you are available at lunchtime on the 29th, I would love to meet you there. I'll get there about 1 o'clock if you want to join me. But please check that out. Link is down below. That's a link to the flyer that you then have to print out. Again, you can't show it on your phone. Please print it out and take it with you and give it to them when you go on the 29th of April. That's right after Liz and I get back from Vegas, which I'll tell you all about in the next episode, going to the NFB of Nevada State Convention over the weekend coming up. The 24th, we fly out. We come back on the 28th. So excited for that. At least one trip to In-N-Out Burger will be made, and we're not sure where else we're going to eat. That's why we're going. I've been to Vegas a couple of times. I have never gambled there, which I just can't believe because I used to love to gamble when I was younger. I don't know if it's a thing that I can't see as well anymore. I don't know. But going to Vegas, I'll let you know how that is, and I'll give a report. I'm going because I want to see how other state conventions are run because I'm the chair of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania Convention coming up in November in Harrisburg. I really do appreciate you joining me on this episode of I Can't See You. Thank you so much. As usual, show notes are available over on the website, icantseeyou.com/284. icantseeyou.com/284, numerically speaking. And remember, I can't see you sounds like a whole sentence, but it's only 7 characters long. I, capital C-A-N-T, capital C, capital U, .com/284. Please reach out to me if you have questions, comments, show ideas. icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, give a call. You've got up to 3 minutes, 646-926-6350. Leave your name in town if you do leave a voicemail. Give me questions, comments, show ideas, whatever it is. Statements about going to the Phillies game and the audio, real-time audio worked in the app. I don't think it's gonna, but they told me it will. They swore to me that it will. It's gonna work. I'm gonna go to a game and I'll let you know if it does, but I don't believe it will. Please reach out. I would love to hear from you. 646-926-6350. Also on social media, you can connect with me at David Benj most places. Or the places that I am, I guess I should say. That includes Blue Sky and Threads and LinkedIn and Instagram and things like that. Again, at David Benj. Really do appreciate you joining me for this episode of I Can't See You. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast with David. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And don't forget to share the podcast with your friends.